everybody. Welcome back to the Single Sessions Quarantine Edition.
COVID-19. I guess I shouldn't be announcing it like that.
Come on, give me a C.
And we're off.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, we have missed you. Hopefully you've missed us. And yes. I'm Diana Hogan. I'm here with
Miss Cindy Galle.
And we're Zooming just like everyone else is doing every other. We are doing this via Zoom. Cindy's got her, she's sporting her awesome Zoom background. Apparently my computer is too old to accommodate those. I'm bummed about that.
Oh, really? There's not any options at all?
It says your whatever operating system does not support the background.
Okay.
Like, okay, thanks.
All right.
First world problems, to be sure.
Right, seriously. My virtual background isn't one to be had.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. So we haven't actually seen each other in person in about, like, 10 or 12 days, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh.
Been a while. And before we go on, this is our singles podcast.
That's right.
Four singles, by singles. Me and Miss Milere.
Yes.
We are single and thriving.
That's right. In the midst of quarantine, self-isolation, we are thriving. Well, Cindy isn't really self-isolated very much. She's had to work a lot. Our life has been, our schedules have been turned up topsy-turvy with everything. Yeah. Yeah, working in a church, obviously that changes the dynamic of how you do ministry and how you reach people. And so Cindy's on the front lines for sure.
Online.
On the front lines. Of all of that. So.
Yeah, but it's good to see you on here.
I know. Oh my gosh, there's been some Zoom like funny things. Did you see that thing I tagged you on, the lady that took her phone into the bathroom with her?
I had already seen that. I was like, that is so gross.
What was she thinking?
No, she wasn't thinking. Even when you're on a conference call, like with a regular phone, even that is awkward. I would put it on mute, leave it on the table, run out real quick, and then come back. You don't take it with you to the bathroom.
Everyone was just like, what is happening? What is happening?
You know, that guy was like, I saw nothing.
Oh, And then the sweet little priest who had set up his phone, and he didn't realize that the filters were on. And so he was like standing up there doing his mass, and like little, like, you know, sunglasses were popping up, and like a little helmet. It was really like a little cat head on his head.
You've got to show me that. You've got to send it to me.
It is so cute.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, there's been some fun. I know for me, I had posted a, maybe it was last week, that dog, it's like...
Rona? Is that one?
No, not the Rona, not with the itchy, but it's the one where it's like when you're on a Zoom call, you know, how like you make your Zoom look like you're like, oh yes.
It was like, yeah. That was all.
But then in reality, it's like your hair is a mess and...
Oh gosh. Oh, speaking of things like that, that's a really horrible segue, but we had the privilege of being on another podcast.
Yes.
Our very own special guest that we had a while back for Deal Breakers Part 3, Pastor Brian Wallace, had us on his podcast the other day. It's going to be airing in about 3 weeks, I think he said.
Mm-hmm.
So we will definitely share that with you when the time comes, but that was super fun. We did talk about just weariness in singlehood. So
yes, it was good. It was a really awesome time, and I think between the three of us, we really had a lot to say and a lot to share. I always appreciate that, though, like the different points of view. For me, it's so important, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I really did, when The View first came out, I loved The View so much, originally with the Barbara Walters and the Meredith and the Star Jones.
Yeah.
Crew, I just really appreciated all the different points of view, the older, the younger, the more liberal, the more, a little bit more conservative, although now I think everybody but one is liberal.
Right.
But I really appreciate that because I think it's important. Not, you know, we're not all supposed to think the same way.
Right.
And of course, all of our experiences and, you know, just some of the things that we've all gone through, it also lends itself to just to different ways of thought process and paradigms. And so
Yes, most definitely.
So it was really good. That was a case, a really, really classic example of the three of us all single, but with all of our different backgrounds being able to come and just share.
Yeah.
You know, but really, I thought it was a great, great podcast. I look forward to hearing it.
Me too. We're all, yes, we.
Yes, we sound good. No, just kidding.
I was laughing. Like, it kind of sounds like we weren't trying to say that, but it did.
No, but you know, true. But anyway.
We are talking today about singlehood in the age of a worldwide pandemic. And
yes.
Like, and man, we talked a little bit before we jumped on this podcast, and we did talk about, like, just a month ago or 6 weeks ago, we could never have thought, you had your Galentine's party and
such
a good time, and who would have thought
that
a little over a month later, we'd be living the life that we're living right now, which again is nothing in comparison to like what they've had to do in China and freedom of movement. I just watched a little thing about that today, and this guy went in, infiltrated through a friend, and I mean they're literally tracking your every move. Check in everywhere you go. You're electronically tracked everywhere.
Yes, I've seen that.
They have the face recognition.
Yeah.
Cameras like just covering every street corner, and they're tracking your purchases, they're tracking your movements,
who you've been connected to, and then what color scheme, like if you're green or if you're yellow. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Boy.
Pretty crazy. Well, it's interesting, you know. I mean, obviously being single, I know a lot of different singles I've talked with are like, oh, I'm just kind of having a difficult time and feeling isolated and things like that. So you know, we've tried to, like, the group that I've been leading for the last month, you know, the She Is Single, She Is Strong. We jumped back into our class just virtually. We're doing it via Zoom.
So good.
It's really yeah. And it was good. And it was really pretty cool. You know, it's like after we got off of our, the class ended, we dismissed, and it's a free webinar on Friday nights. So many of the girls just stayed on, and it was kind of cool. Some of them were crawling into bed, pulling the blankets over, but still talking like their heads on their pillow. And I mean, we probably all talked about a good hour, and you know, people just need that companionship, you know, more than ever. And you know, this is just a great opportunity, I think, to reevaluate some things in your life, and even to tackle some of those projects that you like. You know, it's so interesting because I had just probably about a month ago, I just felt this prompting to like cut any of my paid streaming. And so like Netflix, I don't have any more. And, you know, and so I'm like, wow, this is great. It's just really giving me the opportunity. I've just been listening to a lot of YouTube, a lot of teachings. Sarah Jakes, I've been joining Bishop Jakes, you know, of course, re-listening to some of even like, I know I want Pastor Ty. He had a great teaching recently before all of this happened when I was in Tulsa for that one weekend.
Oh,
so I think it's just, yeah, it's just a good opportunity to be able to just like build your faith and don't buy into the fear that the news is portraying. In fact, I was so glued to all of it probably up until about a week ago. And I woke up one morning, did, you know, had my time in the word and worship and prayer. And then the next thing I was going to do as soon as we were finished is I was going to just jump on and see what the numbers were. What have the numbers spiked up to? And I just heard this still a small voice just say, do not be concerned with the numbers.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You know, and then I'm like, but I need to know. I need it. And then I just, again, I just have this sensing, like, do not be concerned with the numbers.
Yeah.
So that was it. It's been over a week. I haven't, you know, I haven't looked. I haven't checked the news. And
I'm tasked with that as my job, part of my role, new role.
I know for you, you are, because you're like, the one.
I have to.
But you're like, no. That is your role, because you're communicating that to.
No, I have to not let it affect me. Like, I have to not let it seed fear in my heart. I definitely have the purpose that I'm not going to allow it to freak out or be fearful. Because those numbers, you know, they tell you part of the story, but there's so many other factors to the story. Like, I love to see the numbers of recoveries. I love that we're tracking that. Praise God that we're tracking
that's good
recoveries. So I love to see that.
Yeah.
Ramsey and his team have really been purposeful to put out good news. They did a stint of them last week, and I just saw another batch, another round of good news stories, things mm-hmm. that are coming along, like the fact that they're, you know, they're pretty close to having what they think might be some treatments and some vaccines. Yes. Testing methods have improved. You know, and there was actually, this was so cool. I think it was a 101-year-old woman who, yeah, 101-year-old man born during the Spanish flu pandemic has beaten COVID-19 in Italy. I mean, that's wow. just like, amazing. There was a 103-year-old woman in China that survived.
Wow.
So there are miracles in the midst of everything. Yes. happening. So we have
and to. And plus we've even heard a couple of our own with how recently Pastor Jerry Dierman, the senior pastor of The Rock, he had sent out an email and just felt prompted to write just scriptural prayer for healing, scriptural prayer for protection, and scriptural prayer for provision all within a few days of each other. But two testimonies have already been shared. One I know was somebody in Mexico, and a Rock congregation member had sent this scriptural prayer for healing. And this individual was already diagnosed with coronavirus and was in so much excruciating pain in her lungs. And she said people, different religions had prayed for her and nothing had happened. And then she received this and prayed it out loud with all her heart and in probably just desperation as well, but really like clinging to whatever words of hope she was seeing. And that, and she repented, as I know that was something that was said, that she had just repented and just asked for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And who knows of what, I don't know of what, that wasn't really made clear. But in the morning, the report is that there was no pain, totally gone. Coronavirus was nowhere in her body. Like she had no remnants of it in her body.
Yeah.
And so there have been a couple of stories like that as well, that just being, you know, connected with my role, mm-hmm. you know, at The Rock, just being able to read those and hear those firsthand and just being really excited and encouraged, you know, because yeah. we aren't without hope.
That's right.
And it's like, above all, we have to remember that even in the midst of all this darkness is we have a God who's bigger yes. than all of this. And yeah. I mean, I'll go back to the Old Testament when plagues are breaking out. And really, even with the whole, with Aaron holding that scepter, mm-hmm. you know, the plague was breaking out on one side and he basically came in as an intercessor standing between the plague and the people, and the plague stopped. You know, and of course, I kind of see this. I had this aha moment. I was watching Tony Evans, Pastor Tony Evans, last week, and he just
for some reason I was like, "Wait, you're just saying Tony Robbins."
Tony Robbins, Pastor Tony Robbins.
I'm like, "Wait, pastors? Sorry."
Yeah, no, you're good. And he was just sharing about COVID, you know, 2019. It was his church's service as well. But in the middle of him sharing, my eyes just welled with tears. And I had this epiphany. I was with my friend Maxine and her kids. And I said, I feel like God is allowing this to happen because more than anything, he wants people's hearts to turn back towards him for salvation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've done such a huge job, a great job as the world, to push him out of everything.
Right.
And I'm in the world. I love the Lord, but I'm saying this because as a nation, especially being of the U.S. and just all the things we've allowed, yeah. all the, just the, like, the let's just highlight the power of abortion. And I am going to go there because to me, it is blood. I don't care if it's one day conceived in your womb, there's life.
Yes.
It is life, period, point blank, done with discussion. And so we've allowed these things and we push them in the name of like comfort and selfishness and like, oh, this is my body and this is, you know, all of these things. And, you know, I feel like we've just, you know, we don't allow God in the schools anymore. We don't allow prayer anymore in the schools. We don't allow the name of Jesus anymore. And, mm-hmm. you know, and so, hello, you know, it's like what we're experiencing, I feel, is a result of just having godlessness reign mm-hmm. and rule so prevalently in our world. That's just my own personal take on it. But God is so gracious, because anytime we see in the Old Testament, even when people begin to cry out to him, even though they may have been living an awful, wicked life, he's so merciful when we call out to him, when we cry out to him. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's so full of love.
Yes.
And he says that in the word, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land.
Yeah.
And so,
and you know, he's talking to his people. That's the thing. I feel like what you're saying, and along those lines too, is it's really a wake up call for the church,
for the body, for the church. Yeah.
The world is dark. They don't know.
And they don't know, because they're not his people.
How are they going to know if they don't see it in us? And the church, right, is still, like you said, has been so infiltrated by the, you know, worldly values and worldly,
yeah,
the mindsets and things, that it is time for the church to
come on now.
And to, you know, this is a divine reset, really. You're right, because it's calling us back to what's most important.
That's right.
And I just forwarded you a poem that our friend Lise posted from somebody else on Facebook, but it was just talking about, like, you know, we've been exposed, this virus.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
I posted it today on my Facebook.
Whoops, sorry, friend.
That's okay.
That girl was on my page.
No.
It wasn't, yeah, that good.
No, like, but it's good. Share.
Just how it's exposed us, and just our weaknesses and our fears and all these things that we, you know, in a prosperous, busy society, we don't have to face. Mm-hmm. We don't have to face those things. And now that we've been kind of stripped down to some of the essentials, and right, still nothing akin to what could really happen. Like, I kind of taken it aside. I shared this with another group I was talking to yesterday, but I saw this, you may have seen this too, but it was talking about with Anne Frank, you know, and they were in hiding during World War II. They were Jews in hiding. And it says,
yeah,
to put things in perspective for those of us feeling a bit stir crazy already, Anne Frank and seven other people hid in a 450 square foot attic for 761 days.
Wow.
Years, quietly trying to remain undiscovered to stay alive. It says we can all do our part to keep everyone safe and spend a few weeks at home. So it was like, okay, then.
Yeah, that puts that into perspective for sure.
Like, we still have so much freedom of movement. We
have
all these things to fill our day, you know. So even with that, like, and it's true, like it said with that poem that you all posted, that, you know, what do we turn to in times like this? Do we turn to just the mindless numbing, you know, mind numbing scrolling and just the feeding on stuff? Or are we gonna, you know, fill ourselves with what? And that's why I love what our church is doing, where every day you can start your day, or, you know, if you've already started earlier, you can, you know, the first bit of your day can be spent in the word and prayer and worship. It's just like, wow, I'm gonna, you know, I don't know if we can perpetuate that past this season, but I know we're all going to miss it we're going to have to institute that for ourselves and maintain that for ourselves possibly. But
yeah, I'm clinging to that, because I've definitely just enjoyed, even though I am working a lot, you know, sometimes, like prior to, you know, closing down my Netflix and things like that, sometimes I would just come home at 11 o'clock at night and then just kind of let that put me to sleep. But it's like, no, that's not, to me, that's not, not rewarding is not the word. It's just, there's no prosperity in that. Yeah. There's no profit. It's not profitable. It's not
fruitful, yeah.
There you go. It's not fruitful. And so, so I've just enjoyed, you know, this time in that regard, and actually we really just enjoyed waking up with all of our, with the Rock family, and jumping on the daily time of word and worship, prayer and the word. And now we've got, you know, Kimberly adding her daily encouragement, and then Pastor Jerry adding his daily message. I enjoy that part of the morning. And, you know, some of the things that you can do, like, you know, as a single person, and I've been kind of probably over the top with it, but I've been throwing all kinds of watch parties.
Yeah, I saw that.
On Facebook, you know, and it's like, whether it's my pastors or just something that I feel like will bring hope or inspiration or courage to people or strengthening them. Yeah. Then I'm like, yeah, let me just do this watch party over here. And, you know, you get on there, you can interact. I haven't been bold enough yet to go on camera because it's so early in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wants to see me right now. Nobody got time for that. But, you know, it's just having the conversations going on in there. And it's, you know, even like our friend Stacy, she, when I have a watch party, she's one of the first to jump in there and start chatting right away. So it's really been a really cool way to build community in a whole other sense, in a whole other way. And like today was my brother-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday, Jay. 38. Gosh, wow. So when, yeah, he married my sister, I want to say he was still 20. Can you believe that? I know you were there. What?
Yeah, and they met like, what, a year before? Did they meet like a year before that? So like 19?
2 years before that.
Wow, so you've known him for 20 years.
Maybe, I think they met 3 years before, but then they dated for 2 years. Like, from dating to marriage was 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But, oh yeah, but it was his birthday, and my sister just had the funnest idea. So I've started kind of springing, and just, I told her, I'm going to copy you and do this with different people, different groups. And so today she threw him a surprise, virtual birthday party on Zoom, and it was just a game. It was a time when we played bingo.
Fun.
And so it was, yeah, we had these cards, and then it was generate. She was using this thing that would generate the bingo numbers.
Oh, nice.
B3 or whatever, based on the different cards. And I mean, we had so much fun, and we had, you know, their friends, but who I've come to know just for different reasons, maybe conferences or kids camps or camps and things like that. Of course, you know, Foursquare conventions as well. But I mean, they had friends in Indiana, in Michigan. Of course, they live in Madison, Wisconsin, all the way out here to Vegas, and then me in California. And so we, at one point, and then of course, you know, the family in Wisconsin, at one point, we probably had about 12 different squares lit up.
Aww.
And so we had so much fun. The kids were there. A lot of the, you know, a lot of the parents are homeschooling their kids. So the kids jumped on there too. And they were seeing their friends because they'll spend like summers together. And and we had, so we laughed, and, you know, that's why I have all the fun virtual backgrounds, all the different Zoom calls I get to do and be on. But it was so much fun. So once I got off the phone, then I initiated that with some of the girls that I hang out with and was like, hey girls, like, let's do bingo like next week. So we have a bingo, game on Monday night. A few of us, excuse me for that.
It definitely takes creativity. I watched another thing, I think it was last night, it aired a few days prior, but it was Dave Ramsey and a couple people from his team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the financial guru, but he was talking about just how can you, you know, what can you do during this time? I mean, we can't deny the fact that I think over 6 million people have currently lost their jobs. So it's pretty crazy. Like, we're very fortunate to still be able to work from home, but a lot of industries have just shut down.
Or not.
Yeah, right. But yeah, there's a lot of people out of work and freaking out about their finances. And so he was just saying, like, just helping people to know what things that they can control.
Right.
And your, you know, your just outlook and your spending and all those things, with just and then reaching out. One of the things they did say was, by reaching out to other people, it helps you take your eyes off yourself. And I think that's just true for singles in general. We can get so really focused. We've talked about it before, but we can get very inwardly focused and just start to, you know, feel that isolation, which we know is a tool of the enemy to just work you over.
Yeah.
For any believer, not just singles, but especially singles who have that more opportunity to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just reaching out to other people and saying, okay, you know, even if it's just a text to ask somebody else how they're doing and just genuinely engage with that. Because if you're just always thinking about like what you are missing or don't have, or panicking about finances or whatever, it just gets, it can snowball really fast and get really, really dark for you. So
no, that's so true. You know, I'm trying to send out a few little pieces of mail to some of the little gals that we mentor with our Teen Fashioned magazine, you know, but I was thinking that could be something that we could encourage our listeners to do, but, you know, some people may not even feel comfortable going to the post office.
Right.
So, but you know, you can get creative with e-bike cards and just say, thinking about you, or I know even for some people, I know if they're feeling a little bit scared or fearful, or there's even people in my life that are, have other health issues. I'm just forwarding them some of those scriptural prayers for healing and protection and just letting them know, hey, I'm praying over you during this time. And here are some scriptures that you can pray over yourself as well. And, you know, if you have anything, like, please, you know, if you want to pray or whatever, just let me know. And just really making yourself available in that way. I know at our church, we haven't shared it yet openly, but I know we had several, way more than the norm, for the food distribution ministry we have. So I think we're going to try and feature that on social media. I don't know if it'll make it there. I know I've been dialoguing, like, can we, you know, share this? Because even in those, you know, people are scared. They're freaking out. You know, they don't, and then there's lack, you know, and I know some people, even some of my single friends, I'm saying, have you found toilet paper yet?
Oh yeah. I'm still like counting the day. I'm like, okay, when I get to, like, I had bought, like I told you, I had bought 2 4-packs from 99 cent store. Didn't realize they were single ply. They are the worst, but I'm just thankful to have something.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, when I get to like those final 3 rolls, like I'm going to be looking. I saw a really cool thing. Somebody in a neighborhood nearby here in Fullerton had put out a table in their front yard or on their sidewalk that had just extra things. And it said, you know, just feel free to take whatever you need. And I've seen a lot of people offer little like gift packs to delivery men, you know, with just little things in them, just thanking them. So
It's time to be grateful and thankful, for sure. One of the things that I have found, just in all my phone calls, I'm like, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to call first. Yeah. I know Walmart and Target, they restock at night.
Yeah.
And so it's not that they don't have any more in the store. A lot of times it's that they reach their capacity for what they're handing out for the day.
Yeah.
And then there's other places like, you know, Sprouts. I was actually really thankful. I went there to get a, you know, I always drink emergencies, and I'm like, of course, the one time that I need them, I'm officially out now. Yeah. So I went to Sprouts the other day, and, you know, of course everybody with the social distancing, but also they had sanitizer. They themselves had gloves, and they were sanitizing every handle on every cart being returned in every basket. And I go, that's the place I want to go shopping. But they're just taking a little bit extra precaution. And Costco does the same too. They wipe.
They do. A couple of the stores, though, a Whole Foods and a Sprouts, have had employees pop up with the virus.
And that's the other thing, too, that I thought is in my own thought process, I thought, you know what, the healthy people that aren't going to go the natural or the medical route might go to the Sprouts route, you know, so that crossed my mind. But I just was like, okay, Lord, tell me when I can go. And I felt like when I was on my way to work, he was like, go to Sprouts. And I'm like, oh, and I was like, I'll just go later. And he was like, go to Sprouts. So I'm like, okay, twice as told, I'm on my way, you know.
Sprouts it is.
Sprouts it is. I feel like I heard that Starbucks too. I know that they're kind of,
gosh,
they make people work even if they have fever, even prior to COVID. It's
this
like
terrible.
The stomach flu, that all this, and they, you know, and I love Starbucks, but just come on, Starbucks, wake up. And just stop making your employees that are sick work.
My last foray out into the, like, a major thing was getting my hair done right before the salon closed. And actually, she was already closed, but she was just able to work and have one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. But there's a Starbucks, it's a supermarket with a Starbucks inside right next door. And she was running late. So I said, oh, good, I'll get some Starbucks. Oh my gosh. And I guess the in-store ones are supposed to be closed for whatever reason. This one was still open. And those employees, you could tell they were so unhappy to be there. They just were like, can I help you? Like, they just working, and they weren't wearing gloves or masks or anything. They just, you can tell there's people that are freaked out. They need the money, but they're freaked out to be exposed to the public. And I
get it.
I watch a couple of YouTubers that are flight attendants, and there are still some flights, not as many, of course, but the flights running and things where people, they have to work it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's some things we definitely can do. I love that you just said, you know, taking that time to think about others and just being available for others, not just all about me.
And that's anytime, really. I think that's an antidote to pity parties and to anytime, regardless, but especially now.
Only me. I'm the only one.
I know we used to have a ministry called Redeeming the Time, and that was one of the cornerstones of it. These are people that are trying to just get through past hurts, past hangups or addictions, just anything that you're carrying with you from your past that you feel like is holding you back.
Yeah.
And the things that the Lord put into that pastor that used to run that ministry's heart was get them out there serving other people. So they would have them, you know, go to food bank or whatever, and just to get outside of themselves. And, and it's huge. It's a key to, again, and just getting outside of yourself.
Yeah. And you know, one other thing that I did want to share was just the importance of even using this time to like hone in on some of your skills or use this time to launch out into some of your projects.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, are you wanting to write a book? Do you have a book that's halfway finished? Have you had great ideas for poems? Or there's so many different things that you can do.
Yeah. Is there some online education that you can, I've been thinking about that. Like, is there something I'm supposed to be going after?
Taking the classes, you know, I found one of my favorite illustrators is Carrie Hess, and she's offering free watercolor classes.
Oh,
and so we're going to feature that in our magazine to our readers probably sometime this week, and then catch up. Are you caught up on all of our past issues and things like that? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, now's the time to just take advantage. I know like, some artists are doing, you know, having concerts in their home.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's real nice and intimate, you know, just being able to do that. And so there's a lot of things. Like, I'm getting so many emails, and everyone's obviously just jumped to the whole virtual thing. My place of employment as well, you know, I mean, everything that we've just done has just become online, which is great.
Yeah.
But people are searching, you know, but people are also afraid. So. Yeah.
And I've heard so many people say that that's really what spreads even faster than the virus is the fear. You just see the fear and just the torment. We know that the Lord doesn't want us to walk in fear. He doesn't, it's easier said than done. You have to purpose that you're not going to. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, not a believer or person of faith if you feel that fear come on. Everybody has that opportunity to feel that, but you have to just continue to put that down and say, no, I put my trust in you, Lord. And again, find people that will speak that life into you as well. If you are really struggling, reach out to others. Don't try to fight it on your own, because you need, we're not meant to function as an island. We need those other people.
We need community.
Yeah.
We need community. So if you're single female, I'm going to invite you to our She is Single, She is Strong class.
Yeah.
And you can, there's so many ways that you can register for that. You can just find us on Instagram or Facebook, She is Single, She is Strong. And just shoot us a direct message, or if you scroll down in our post, you can find the link to click to join the class. And you don't even have to join the class though, because now we're also just putting it out there on Zoom. If you jump on the Zoom call, then you're in the class. Yeah. So that's one thing. And then, you know, for those of you that might be a little, you know, just really needing peace, or just the need to find joy in the middle of all this, The Rock every morning has live daily time of worship, word, time of prayer, and a daily encouragement. And, you know, it's all done in about an hour, a little over an hour. And that's on Facebook Live and on live stream as well. Anything that else you can think of, Diana?
Oh,
any tools?
Yeah. I mean, we can,
other than listening to any, catching up on our episodes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
A chance to catch up on all those. I would highly recommend our Deal Breakers, our conversation we have with Sarah Eskander.
Mm-hmm.
What about the holidays, though? I think it's about being alone.
And craving the clamming up, you know, maybe just take time to work through some of those issues. So when we're out of isolation, then maybe hopefully that whole clamming response will be broken.
Oh gosh. Right. Oh man.
All right.
All right.
Well, if there's nothing else, I mean, I'm sure there's lots. There's reading. I mean, there's so many things we can encourage everyone to do.
So many books. Oh, so many books. And that's the thing too, is you have to chuckle because you think, oh, I would get to all these things if I just had the time. And many of us, you know, you have more time and you realize I'm still not getting to it. So it's not that, it's something else.
But, well, I even thought, gosh, I've been trying to sell my so many things. And then I'm like, but I'm not really wanting to use this time to be like, get your, get your coat purse. Get your coat purse for $59.99.
It's like low price. Today only. Oh gosh.
Yeah, so there's that.
I did see you can also, I mean, gosh, you gotta be careful with what you do wander into and online, because there's a lot of videos out there that have been around forever, but like they keep popping up in your feed now for you know, prepping, like for disasters and stuff. And
So
they're talking about like things that you should have on hand if you need to barter, if you need to, but they were saying like it's important to have like real life skills.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh yeah, I don't have, they're like people that can sew, people that can repair things, people that can fruits and vegetables. And I'm like, oh, I'm doomed.
Yeah, that's for my sister in the Midwest.
Put me off the island. I don't have the skills.
I do feel like we will get to the other side, but let's not be deceived. I mean, the word is clear that these are the signs of the times.
Yeah, this is not the last time we're gonna face.
No. And who knows what it'll be like next time. And maybe it's 3 years from now and it's 10 times as, like, we don't know, but we're in it. We are living, I'm not trying to scare people, but we are living in the last days.
Yes, no doubt.
As much as we want to not act like, you know, oh, well, no, we are.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, and then like you posted and then Pastor Jerry shared about the locusts, the big swarms of locusts.
Oh, he did.
The weird earthquakes that are happening in Utah and these different places that don't generally have earthquakes. I mean, yeah. The earth is, the Bible talks about the earth groaning, awaiting the return of the Lord. So
there's no global warming, folks. And
although somebody said it was joking, he's a conservative talk show host, but he was like, time to start, you know, praying for that, because the heat, I guess, is what will starve out the coronavirus. We need, we need hot weather to make it more, you know, less conducive to passing. So he's like, start buying into global warming.
And that's something that you can do. I know yesterday I went out, I was, you know, working, but there was a maybe 30, 40 minutes. I had a little bit of just time to get breakaway. So I just had my Vans on anyway. I just took like about a mile and a half walk just in the parking lot. I was on the phone with one of my sisters. And then I did a little live with the She is Strong community. And you know, that's something too, like using this opportunity to go for walks and don't have to be in your car. And if you feel more comfortable wearing a handkerchief or wearing a face mask, then do it. But you know, just even, it's like, really, if I was really thinking everything through, I could probably even schedule my eating plan.
Yeah,
to, I know. To I was work like, in my favor.
Keto, I know.
To work in my favor for the next 5 to 6 weeks to get to launch me to where I've been trying to get.
Yeah, it's so true. You feel like this is my prime opportunity to tackle all these things. And
yeah. So plenty to do, but they did extend our taxes. So that's kind of cool. Like, you know, if you have a few extra weeks to get those in order.
Yeah.
So definitely maybe make a list of 10 things you can work on.
Yeah.
You know, during this COVID season, which our hate calling it that.
I know. Our friend Anna Jones, you remember Anna?
Oh, yeah.
She got this really cool, I don't know what it's like. It looks like a stainless steel, like large, with like a whiteboard of sorts. It's something to write on for your fridge. And she literally has a little checklist of all the projects that she and her husband are going to tackle during this time. And
there we go.
Really cool. Yeah.
Using that time wisely. And you know, the other thing I was going to say, For those maybe that are maybe writers or proofers or editors or designers, there's so many programs out there where you can just jump on like Fiverr and you can offer yourself as being a writer, you know, just getting work that way. I know there's, you know, of course there's a typical Uber and the grocery shopper, but for those of you that are more creative, there are other ways that you can make money during this time if you find yourself in that position where you are laid off or you are let go.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, where if you do have those gifts, there's a need. There's still a need for that.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And we sure hope, I mean, it was just super conversational, but we do hope that we give you some food for thought and just some fun ways for you to cope and to thrive during the season of COVID.
Share with us what you're doing. Share with us how you're managing and what you're doing to get through and some of your tips and tricks. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Or anything we can be praying with you about and just anything. We just love to interact with you. So drop us a line at thesinglesessions@gmail.com or on any of our social media. You can DM us on Instagram at thesinglesessions or on Facebook at thesinglesessions. So please drop us a line. We love to chat with you.
Yeah. And if you're not following us and you don't subscribe, you know, subscribe to our podcast, share and tell a friend. We're on, obviously, if you're listening, you might be listening through iTunes, but we are also on Spotify. And, you know, just get the word out about this podcast for singles by singles.
Yes, we'd love to have you. And thank you so much for spending time with us. And until next time.
Bye. Bye. Be safe. Wash your hands and wear your masks.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.